to the Good Energy Doctor and Life is a Gift, Live It podcast. I am Dr. Hannah Klein, and I'm your host. Here we're going to explore together how to discover the beauty in life, no matter what is happening in the outside world. You might have had many not so good things happen in your life. You might even say every day you have new not so good things happening in your life. You could call them bad, you can call them a disaster, you can call them horrible, unfair. Lots of words can come up. But I think what is a good word to use is to call it a challenge. We will always have challenges every day. Every time you notice something is not going how you expected, how you would wish, if you would call that bad every time, your life is not gonna feel very good. But if you realize it's a challenge, it's a gift, in a sense, from the Creator, to challenge you, to make you overcome it, then it is a whole different thing. But you might say, how could you say such a thing? It's a gift from the Creator. There's awful, awful things happening in the world, and awful things have happened to me. But we have to see things in longer perspective. Yes, there are awful things, and things can feel incredibly bad in the moment. Really so unfair. It will break your spirit, you could feel. But a challenge always comes with the tools for you to overcome it. You just have to find them. I was just talking to a friend the other day when her husband was turning 40. They both went to stay for the weekend on the beach. And they walked away, kind of far away from everyone else, to just be with each other. And he loved to go swimming. And he went swimming, and something hit him in the head. Something was floating in the big waves and hit him in the head. He got unconscious, and he drowned. And he was a lifeguard. He was a very good swimmer. Yeah, this was a catastrophe, you could call it. Or you could call it a challenge. Now, many years later, I think my friend would say, this challenge, I did have the tools to overcome it. I did find inside of me the strength. And I did feel that someone was behind me with all the things that happened in the aftermath of what looked like a complete disaster or catastrophe. So it is all how we view things. And as I have been speaking about before, if you bring up your vibration to be most of your day, you are in a happy, grateful, joyful, loving space. You will, first of all, attract much more of that type of thing. You will still, like everyone else, struggle with bad thoughts, occasionally having real difficulty shaking off that bad feeling, watching something, hearing some disturbing news coming in. So we're all human. But when we come into these challenging situations that come our way with, look, this is a challenge. This is an opportunity for me to learn. What should I learn? Look for what you should learn. And feel the certainty inside of you that it will all work out. The tools are there. As we are walking on this road of getting more and more in tune with that good and happy and joyful and loving space, whenever we have just daily, small issues that's happening to us, it is so important that we stay in that good place by using the right words. So there are a few words that should not come around in your vocabulary. And the most dominant ones are the never, always, and I'm trying. Never is a typical word where we say, oh, you never do the dishes, we can say to our spouse. Of course, that's not true, right? It seems like it's seldom, but never is not true. Or you are always speaking to me in a negative manner, we can say to a colleague or a child, but that is also not true. And another thing is, I am trying. I'm trying means you are not really serious about it. You could say, I'm trying to be on time every day, but you are not dedicated to it yet. You just say, I'm trying. You know that that's an issue with you, but you're just trying, which means if you fail 95% of the time, you can still say you're trying. But it's also not a good way of talking. And another thing that I almost forgot is this thing, I need. I need to run to the store right now. That is also not true. Most of the time, it's not a need you have. We need to breathe. But it is something you want to do or you think would be the right thing to do, but you don't need it. And that is a big, big and important difference. Don't talk like that, because it isn't good for you. Change your vocabulary. Speak to your spouse about the dishes. I would appreciate so much if you would step in and do dishes more often. That is clear, that is to the point, and it's not derogatory in any way. You might still meet the resistance, a reaction from the other party, because they know that they haven't really done much, and they might be just defending themselves. But you have spoken clear, and with no derogatory or insinuating way of speaking, simply how it is. This always and never are the simply words that should be phased out, if possible, including with I'm trying and I need to. The next step is then to embrace the good ways of speaking, which means I can come on time. I'm willing to come on time. I want to come on time. Now you're going to start to see a big difference. That person who was previously trying is now getting more and more used to coming on time, planning things, adding extra time to get to the location, adding extra time to wake up in the morning, or whatever it is that has caused him previously to not be on time. The language actually matters. Because in ourselves, in our new, happy, good, wonderful soul space we want to occupy, there is going to be this space where we stand assertive, stand strong in ourselves, no matter how the wind blows. And we know that we have the possibilities to not be victims, to not be just pushed around, it is stand firm. And with that comes, I'm willing to learn to stand firm, to never be passive-aggressive or aggressive. Now, did I say the word never? Yeah, I did, right? And to always, now that is the same thing. You see, it's hard to stay away from those words. We want to go in that direction of standing firm. We want to go into the direction of not being passive, passive-aggressive, and aggressive. Simply assertive. And if you have been used to procrastination, not being able to make a decision, now is the time to start working on that. Because in this new state of happiness, gratitude, and love, we have the tools. Also, you have the tools inside of you. You have the tools to make a decision. You have the tools to stand straight. You can say, I will take 5 minutes to think about it. And then I'm willing to make a choice. You can give it half an hour. But you have to put down that firm line for yourself. I want to change this way of being, because inside of me, I have all the tools to do it. Good luck in implementing a new way of speaking and a conscious way of being in this world, filled with gratitude, with joy, with happiness, with possibilities, because no longer are we in a place filled with disasters. We are in a place filled with challenges, and knowing that whatever happens, we have the tools to deal with it. I hope this episode can inspire you to implement something new in your life. Change is challenging, but that is how we will grow and become a happier, more purposeful person, and to grab the opportunity to do it right now. Do also consider sharing something you have learned from this episode with someone else. Explaining things to someone makes it sink in deeper into ourselves. And if you find this valuable, please subscribe and share this episode with other people. Together, we are building a happier and more purposeful and resilient human race, one person at a time.